Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, in the fourth chapter, in the fourth halacha. Siyata Dishmaya, this is the sixth shir in the series, in this halacha, in our Hilchos Melachim series, Baruch Hashem. We have many, many dozens, but in this halacha, we've already seen Pilei Plos in the Torah Hashem. And the Yesod HaDvarim is that before Matan Torah, there was a concept called Yichud, and through that Yichud, one could be with a woman. And now after Matan Torah, for Jews, there's no such thing anymore of being the Yachid woman. And that's why he has to have proper Kiddushin. And we've been discussing, like I mentioned, this is the 6 years, so we've said a lot about that, but that's the Tavs, the Shevetatzis of the Inyan. Mashenki, when it comes to a king can have miyached a woman. And that's what makes him mutter b'pilagish. V'lefiza anachem mevinim droshes ha-sifro. That we saw in a previous year, v'hatir maisi yechidi, that there's a heter for a maisi yechidi, which the Re'eim explains to mean l'hatir ha-miyuchedes. So the Medrash seems to permit a miyuchedes, a woman who is set aside for somebody, meaning a pilagish. So how can the Rambam say that a pilagish is not permitted when we have the Sifra that says based on the Pasuk, Lahatir Maisa Yechidi? That's as we mentioned on the Pasuk of Al Tchalas Bitchal Haznosa, which doesn't apply to a Maisa Yechidi, in other words, a miyuchedes. So how's the Rambam going to explain this medrash? That's matir maisi yichidi. That's matir pilagish. And the Rambam answers a pilagish. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows: that if there was a chalois miyuchedes kolashon rabbeinu chayiv adam lomer b'lashon rabo mishnah v'edius, so say b'lashon rabbeinu. If there was a chalos that she's considered miyuchedes, that she's considered special to him, set aside for him, then haveshari, then she'd be permitted. The kanal b'melech, like we saw before by a king, that since it's a chalos miyuchedes, she's permitted to him. There are other echitimsis that we can have a miyuchedes than a mirtz Hashem. Hopefully we'll see. But b'stam pilagesh, there's no din miyuchedes, like we see in the Rambam in the first parak of Ishus that we've been discussing. And because of that, there's a lav of losia kadesha. And the Medrash is telling us that if there is a tzir of miyuchedes, she's permitted. But if there isn't, then she's a kadesha. And in general, pilagesh, she's not miyuchedes. There's no chalos miyuchedes. There's no chalos yichud, so memela, she's asura. We can also answer the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban asked, and the Rambam, you the Rambam answer, Pileg, Pilakshim, so why did you only write the Isser Bia L'Shem Znus? A Pilegish isn't L'Shem Znus. How can you answer a Pilegish if the whole Isser is L'Shem Znus? But based on what we explain, we can say as follows, that the reason the Rambam didn't write that there's Malkus and any Kedushim without Bia, which would include a Pilegish, is because it's not true. Because if there was a Din Miyuchadis, there wouldn't be an Isser, even though it's Bia B'loi Kedushim. But if there'd be a chalos miyuchedes, there wouldn't be an iser. So therefore, we have to be toiler the iser. There'd be asnus. But by pilagesh, where there's no din yichud, that's kibbalah baderech. And throughout that, the Rambam writes that there's an iser of kadesha. So that answers the question of the Ramban. Ramban was by the Rambam wrote L'Shem Znus, Pilegesh isn't L'Shem Znus. The answer is that if there was a Din Miyuchedes, then there wouldn't be an Isser. There's just no Miyuchedes here, Mimela, it's L'Shem Znus. It's like God being Baal Abaderech, and therefore there's a Lav of Kedesha. And we also explained in a previous shir that there's no yichud labia. Can't be like the olden days, you could be miyached a woman labia. Today there's no yichud labia for a Jew. By Yehuda there was, as we explained. But not in a regular case. Today you can't have yichud labia. So we can explain that by a pilegesh, she's considered mufkeres. In Memela, she's a kadesha because there's no yichud for bia. So all the Rambam is saying is that there's no yichud here. There's no proper yichud for this, for a pilegesh. In Memela, it's going to be considered znus. Because there's no such thing as yichud l'biya. There's no such thing as yichud l'isha. You have to make a proper kinyan. And the reason he didn't say that the isser is just below kedushin is because it's not true. Because there is no isser below kedushin. Because if there was a chalos yichud, either l'shem ishus or l'shem biya, so then it would be Beseder Gamar. But there is no Chalos Yichud. In the Mela, she's considered a Zon, she's considered a Kadesha. The Machne writes that there's no Mitzvah's Ona B'Pilagesh. We see this in the Yerushalmi, in Sanhedrin 2:3. Mashakasav the Pasuk al Pilag she dabar v'tiyen al manas tsuras adi amoisa, that they were all alone until their deaths. Pilag shem of David. According to one opinion, there they were permitted to David. He just didn't have beer with them kedei lakof yitzro, in order to control himself to overcome his yitzer. Ayin sham, we spoke about this at length in our Shi'uvim, in the second parak in Halacha Aleph. Or if there's a Chi of Oina, how is David Mevatel Mitzvah Oina? So it must be, like the Machne says, that there is no Mitzvah Oina by Pilegesh. And this is fits with what we're saying, that it's not proper Ishus. Pilakshim are not proper ishus. It's just yichud. He's miyachid, her is his woman, but it's not proper, standard, formal ishus. And the male is not chiyuvona. Chiyuvona is only if it's real ishus. Like by Ben Noach, like by a Jew, that it's not real ishus. By a melech, but it's not real ishus. Male is not chiyuv, there's no chiyuvona. Bir Hagran Eben Ezra and Simon Chavav, Sof Siv Kotn Zayin, writes that even if Pilakshim are Bikidushim, there's no mitzvah zona. It goes even further, even if you have Kiddushim with the Pilagish, there's no mitzvah zona. The Machna writes further in the Rambam that the Isser Chayve Lavin is only Bikidushim. But Ali De Pilagish Lo Yebeze Isser. That the Chayvi Lavin that the Torah asks is only if it's done in the framework of Kiddushin, according to the Rambam. And if so, Adei Pilegesh is not going to be such an Isser. And he explains the Gemara in Yevamos based on this in 77b. And look in the Or Samech in the first parak of Luchos Yishus, and Achiezer and Chelik Beis and Chav Gimel. And Machna adds that Hu Adin B'Me'a Melech Mutter B'Pilegesh Mit B'Mitzvus. That a king is permitted with a Pilegesh who's a Mitzvus. Why? Because the Yisr Chai B'Lavin is only B'Kiddushin. And therefore, a king who is permitted to a pilegesh is not going to be also to a mitzvah, because a mitzvah is a chayvei lav, and it's not but pilakshus is in kiddushin. However, based on what we explain, it's not so pashut. Because by king, there's proper yichud. By king, there's a chalais yichud. And therefore, it's considered be a derech asnas. According to the Rambam, there would be a lav, because this is considered derech asnas. And the same thing with the Chi of Ona. When it comes to the Chi of Ona, so the Chi of Ona is only if it's proper ishus. But Pilegesh is a proper ishus even for a king. So in Mela, there's no Chi of Ona. But when it comes to the Isser of Bia, what are the Rambam Aser? The Rambam Aser Derech Asnas. And a king with a Pilegesh is Derech Asnas. So it would come out that a Mitzvah is Sibi Aser B'Mitzvahs. Sibi Aser B'Mitzvahs, because this is Derech Asnas for a king. So based on this, we can go further and we can be mechadesh, says Moreno Rabbeinu, shekevan shemash ein yichud b'Yisrael la'achar matan Torah, since that there's no yichud b'Yisrael after matan Torah, like we've been seeing in the shiurim, is from the fact that kedushin was given to the Jewish people, like we saw in the Rambam in Ishus 1:1 that we discussed so long at such length. B'meila she'ein zeh Ella kishayach kedushin. Shal zeh ne'amar mikoch din kedushin shenitan liYisrael shel yochel bo yichud b'nei noach. Aval kol sheyafshar b'kedushin ein afkoy. So it emerges that that's only when someone's shayach b'kedushin. Someone's shaykh b'kedushin, there's no din yichud. Mikoyach din kedushin, the yichud isn't chal. There's no chalois yichud if it's shaykh to have kedushin. But if it's impossible to have kedushin, se'ein hafkoe, then there's no hafka of the din yichud. And therefore the person's like a ben noach who has yichud. And that's Pshat and the Rivash that we saw in the previous shiur. Who writes, maybe we didn't see in a previous shiur, but the Rivash writes that by Kotner Ktana, Ein Biaznus. Why? Kevin Shu Derech Ishus, V'ef Shabi Kedushin. The Kol Shi'ef Shabi Kedushin, Adi Derech Ishus, Chayel Yichud. If Kedushin is impossible, as it is by Kotner Ktana, so Mimela, there's no Chi of Kedushin. So if there's no chi of kedushin, someone has bia with a katner ktana derech ishus, it's not considered a biaznus. And it's mutter. Because here there's a yichud for bia. Since kedushin isn't shaykh, you can have yichud for bia. In fact, in Avnei Nezer we mentioned earlier, and in the Makne and the Kunches Acharon, they write, She'isr b'pilegesh u'rak mishum esay de kedushin. So Avnei Nezer recorded in the previous year that the Isr Pilegesh is only because there's a mitzvah essay of kedushin. Therefore, we ask Pilegesh. But if there's no kedushin, there's no essay. The Yisr Pilegesh is only because of the essay of Kedushin. If there's no Kedushin, there's no essay. And Mimela Pilegesh would be Mutter. But the Rivash himself, he holds that if she's a Pnuya Gedola, there's Bias Nus, and a Lav of Loya Kedesha. So the Chor, it's not Tola in Kedushin. Based on what we said, we can understand as follows, that if there's no kiddushin, there's a chalos yichud, and therefore there's no lav, and there's no aseh. And therefore the Rivash holds that it's tellering the girl herself, and we don't care that she has a father who can be mekadesh her. Lafkia yichud ha'idei atzmo. In order to be mafkia the yichud, it has to be through herself. And if she can't be makadish herself, it's considered that she doesn't have kedushin, and then the yichud is chal. So memela yichud is chal for a ketana, but not for a gedola. So by a gedola, the Rivash holds that it's a biasnus and a lav of losia kedusha. So l'chor, it's not totally in kedusha, but the fact is it is totally in kedusha. Because that's the chilik between a ketana and a gedola. A ketana, that's not shy of kedushin by herself, even though it's shy through by her father, but not by herself. So memela, since she can't do kedushin, memela is a chalos yichud. Whereas by a gedola, who can do kedushin, there's no chalos yichud. Vayein b'makne b'kuntra sachar, and the makne was medayik from the Rambam and Hilchos Nara Besula that we mentioned in the previous shir, that if she's birshus aviha, she's not considered a kedesha, unless her father prepared her for this, but not by herself. If she's birshus aviha, she's not considered a kedesha, unless her father set her aside for this, but not through herself. So based ayin shem b'divrei makne, but based on what we said, omnam kenu, this is the case. When she was misyachedes kepilegesh al yidei atzma. Aval eznus lo chal yichud lo machmas din kedushin. So if she's birshus aviya, and she was misyachedes kepilegesh al yidei atzma, so that would be permitted, because she is not Birshus Atzma to be Miskadeshes. She's Birshus Aviyah. But as far as Nus is concerned, there's no Chalos Yichud. Loch Patlam B'mashen Echol Alakadeshes Atzma. And we don't care about the fact that she can't be Makadesh herself. Omnam kenu be shenisiachada kipilegesh al yatsma, aval iznus lo chal yichud lo machmas din kedushin, loch paslan be ma sheena yichol al kadosh es atzma. Tama rama miyesh lo imam lo mishum sheena yichol al kadosh atzma, ela mishum sheena bayle mal biyasa, veni yichol al kbo atzma uvkeres liznus. ורק אביה שהוא ביילם על זה, הוא גם ביילם לקבוע עושה למופקרס. אבל אין זו דעס הריבוש, שכסף במן אנס וביסומה בחי אור, הוא רק משום דרך אישוס. In other words, when she's misyached, this is a pilegesh. If she doesn't have a din kiddushin, so then there could be a siyached for pilegesh. Like a girl who's brishus aviya, she's not considered a kiddesha, because she doesn't have a din kedushin, and since she doesn't have a din kedushin, she can have a din of pilegesh. But as far as the din znus is concerned, yichud is in chal, not because of the din kedushin. As far as dine, that's as far as dine kedesha goes. As far as dine kedesha goes, so then yichud isn't chal because she's a din kedushin. She should do kedushin instead. If she doesn't have the option of kedushin, then she could be misyachedes. But as far as znus is concerned, there's no chalos yichud, not because of the din kedushin, and we don't care that she can't be makadish herself. And therefore, it's going to be znus, even if she's Rishus Aviyah. Okay, there's still a lot more to say. Mitzvah Shem, I hope we're zocheh to continue. Thank you for listening, sweetest friends. Shalom, shalom.